Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Phil, they're just never going to let go of that one, are they? Lock her up. There's always going to be somebody that they want locked up.
That's right. That's right. Whether it's Feinstein or Feinstein, as the president likes to refer to her. Yeah, there's always somebody on the list. And Dianne Feinstein, the U.S. Senator from California, has joined it. As you know, that she, we've been reporting on and on, she's at the center of the whole Kavanaugh controversy about what letter got released when and to who. And to date, I have to say that no other media, and myself included, who've been looking at this, have traced the leak to Feinstein's office. The letter of allegations from Christine Blasey Ford was given to Dianne Feinstein. She held it back because Dr. Ford did not want to be her name released. And what happened was it got out. At least the word of the letter got out, and the website called The Intercept started moving on it and publishing its contents, or rough contents. There was a meeting the next day with Feinstein and her fellow Democrats. The letter came up. She gave it over to the FBI, and copies went into the file that were available to all the other senators. And faster than you can say Senate hearing, it was released to the press.
And so now this basically has become grist for yet another wave of anger, whether you're a supporter of Dr. Ford, who thinks she was unfairly outed, or you are with President Trump, and you're just looking for the next villain or enemy or whatever.
Yeah. You know, Feinstein's find herself in a position, like I said, the letter was released. Actually, it was leaked. Somebody leaked it.
Yeah.
Probably a Democrat, either on the Senate or a staffer. It was leaked, and it was never officially released, and she never released it. She's been getting it ever since from both sides. The Democrats were initially upset that she hadn't gone public with it earlier, and so it could have been used in the hearings, and she was getting hammered for that, saying, why did you sit on this? And the other side said, why did you hold off for so long as well? So they're saying, look, if you had this, it was just a late election or a late hearing ambush on Kavanaugh. So she's caught it from both sides. She's been quiet about it, sticking to her guns. She's now been repeatedly sort of chastised for holding off on it, but not necessarily for leaking it by Republicans. And she's coming up for re-election right now, and it's going to be interesting to see how it plays. She's running against a fellow Democrat who said that she's too soft on the Trump administration. That's former State Senate President Kevin De Leon. And it could cost her some of that Republican vote that she usually enjoys as a buffer against critics, because latest polls show that they're not voting yes, they're not voting no. There's a good chance they're just going to stay out of this one, in part, I think, over the handling of this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.